Then No, Dog Days of Podcasting for August the 24th, 2012. So guys, we got a week left. 7 more episodes after tonight. And the 7th one is going to be at Dragon Con. Actually, and I imagine for many of us, the 6th one after this one is going to also be at Dragon Con, just Thursday. Anyway. Writing wrap-up for the day, not really much. I wrote a little bit on the... No, actually, no, I take that back. I kind of rewrote the entire Dragon Con blog post. I've got a little bit of tidying up to do on it tomorrow at work. Well, at lunch at work. But otherwise, not much left on it. Beyond that, not really much going on. So I'm just going to go right to the story. So, Friday. By now you've made at least 2 choices. And this is the end of the book. The end of the story. One of them. Let's see where we go. You grasp the redstone and the sound of your heartbeat in your ears intensifies. The heat of the room starts to become unbearable and you drop the idol as it starts to visibly glow from the heat. It doesn't break when it lands. Rather, it melts into the ground in a pool of liquid metal. You hear the sound of screaming and a crack of the bonfires around you grows louder. You risk a look over the bridge and see the ritual knife Adfashion held has melted before it could pierce Trevor. Around Trevor, the cultists have started to hit their clothing as pieces start to smoke and ignite. Adfashion suddenly shouts and points up at you. You sneer at her and begin to climb down the rest of the bridge to the other side of the ritual chamber. The shouting of cultists and feet pounding behind you as they move to the stairs... That sounds kind of messed up. Anyway, they reach the top of the steps before you can escape. And though you put up a struggle, they still take you before Adfashion. "What have you done?" she screams, as one of her cultists brings down a bowl containing the remains of the idol. You don't have time to respond, as the remain of the idols bursts into white, molten flame, consuming Adfashion instantly. Cultists throughout the chamber attempt to flee, but the doors have all started to melt. The process isn't too long, but eventually you all suffer the same fate of Adfashion. But at least the idol is gone, and no one can ever abuse its power again. The end. That was fun. Kind of a gruesomer ending. And don't continue on ahead if you haven't checked out the other endings on which you plan already have cheated and checked on them. But yeah, you kind of couldn't get away from this particular story without some sort of not perfect ending. But, you know, it's a 5-day choose your own adventure. There's not much you can do on that. But I'm enjoying the heck out of the style. And I'm really debating making a, resurrecting an old podcast I had, Transdimensional Cafe, and bringing that back as a monthly choose-your-own-adventure type thing. It wouldn't really be hard. I'd have a little bit more planning than what I did with these, and I could probably record them better. But I think it might be fun. Something kind of similar to the Jack Jaffe style of choose-your-own-adventure. I wonder if Jack would want to do a month. That'd be fun. Alright, I'm getting up in time. I will see you guys tomorrow with some normal sounding episodes. Haven't seen Craig's story yet, but looking forward to reading it, or listening to it. So, catch y'all later.